Two Miracles God is Able to Perform, by Krishna's Mercy.
Daivi Hyesha Gunmai, Mamaya Duratyaya, Mamevye Prapadyante, Mayame Tantarantite.
Quote, this divine energy of mine, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome. But those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 7.14.
It is not uncommon to equate divinity with such events. The empowered soul, be it a representative of the Almighty or the actual individual that is God, is able to do something otherwise thought impossible. Defying the laws of nature, the noteworthy event is documented for future generations to relish and cherish. With the path of devotion, bhakti yoga, similar miracles are possible. The Supreme Lord extends His amazing potency to those who are trying to connect with Him. What previously seemed like only a reality in a dream, becomes possible, repeatable, and a standard for emulation.
1. A dumb man can speak like a great orator.
They certainly weren't known for expert composition ability prior. They did okay in school. They were good enough to earn a passing mark in the classes on English, which included grammar and literature. They never intended to become an expert writer or speaker. The glorification was a natural outgrowth of the bhakti spirit. They received the creeper of devotion, bhakti lata, from the spiritual master, the guru who was sent from above, though it appears to be a chance meeting. Unbeknownst to them, they can now elucidate their feelings on the subject. The man who was previously considered dumb is now respected throughout the world. Their services are in high demand. Audiences wait in line for hours just to get a chance to hear them speak.
2. A lame man can cross a mountain.
Goswami Tulsidas references a similar phenomenon in the Ramacharitamanasa. He says that when a king builds a bridge, even the ants are easily able to cross over. They otherwise wouldn't stand a chance. The water would wash them away. A human being can build a boat and make the travel that way, but the bridge helps every kind of person, big and little. As with the great orator, the lame man can suddenly cross a mountain. We see from the Ramayana that a person in a monkey-type body is able to leap over an ocean of considerable length. He can carry a mountain in his hand in order to rescue a wounded solid or fighting for the side of Dharma. In truth, these are not really miracles. The Supreme Lord controls the material energy, after all. He is always in command, and He is never subject to illusion. If He so desires, He can have an elephant fit through the eye of a needle. He can enable a boar to carry an entire planet and hold it up in outer space. Devotional service is not for the intent of achieving these miracles. To see a smile on the face of the all-attractive one is all that matters. To relish the bliss of a deep connection through the sacred sounds of the holy names is much more rewarding. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The idea is that whatever is necessary to succeed in devotion, the higher authorities will provide. Sri Krishna confirms in the Bhagavad Gita that this vast ocean of nescience is difficult to overcome. Samsara is a formidable force, but those who are favored by Krishna can easily cross beyond it.
In closing,
like Ramayana events unfolding, we're mountain in hand holding the slacker now suddenly to right, to others shining the light as supposed miracle to be. But Lord's influence just see where previously ocean large and vast, but now crossing over fast.